Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A combination of heavy rain in recent days and mountain snow and glacier melt over the last couple of weeks has resulted in flooding along the Tanana River near the Alaska Highway community of Tetlin. A flood advisory for the 40-mile country issued by the National Weather Service says flooding near Mile 5 of the road to Tetlin made it impassable Monday. There's also high water along the road to the village of Northway and the Alaska Highway. The flood advisory remains in effect until tomorrow morning. A vigil was held last night in Fairbanks to reflect on this past weekend's neo-Nazi and white supremacist rally and violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. A large crowd turned out at Veterans Memorial Park downtown to hear speakers denounce racism and hatred. Bernadette Dementev of the Gwich'in Steering Committee expressed remorse.
My heart has been so heavy over the weekend because I only saw stuff like this on the television, read about it, but for it to actually happen today, it really broke me.
Dementev says she doesn't know how to explain the hatred to her children, adding that people don't have to agree, but must be respectful of one another.
Don't give up, because love is stronger than anything else, and your voice is powerful, and that's the most powerful thing you have, and you have to use it.
Numerous other speakers, including local government and faith leaders, shared messages of solidarity and striving above hatred and racism. Elise Guttenberg read a statement from the governor's office.
Governor Walker and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott recognize that we are the most culturally diverse state in the nation, and we have the opportunity to be a model for the nation, a statewide community of friends without prejudice. Isn't it time?
The vigil concluded with Native drumming and singing. An appeal hearing is scheduled for this morning in federal court in Anchorage for imprisoned former Fairbanks militia leader Schaefer Cox, convicted in 2013 of conspiring to murder government officials and weapons offenses. Cox is serving 26 years in a federal penitentiary in Marion, Illinois. The 33-year-old Cox was politically active in Alaska and in the lower 48 in support of the Second Amendment and limiting government to constitutionally outlined powers. He and fellow Alaska Peacemakers militia members became the subject of a federal investigation related to their accumulation of weapons and alleged plans to kill government officials. Evidence against Cox included a hit list of targeted officials, but the appeal says there were never specific agreements or plans to kill anyone. The appeal also challenges instructions given to the jury that convicted Cox and the standard of review used to try him. This morning's hearing is before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals at 9. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School Board is tightening the rules on how many meetings a member can miss before they can be removed. At its meeting last night, the board also voted to begin negotiating a new contract for the superintendent. But as KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, one of the most encouraging report items was revealed in passing. The graduation rate for Alaska Natives has jumped by more than 10%.
Much of Tuesday's Fairbanks School Board meeting was taken up with reports. Chief Financial Officer Lisa Pierce outlined the final tally on this year's budget. She said among staffing cuts was the loss of 28 full-time equivalent positions. She also said class sizes in the secondary grades would be going up. And she said to balance this year's budget, the district drew on half of its unrestricted funds.
The 17-18 budget commits $7.5 million of our fund balance, so that will be a continued conversation as we go into the 18-19 year.
The $15 million fund had been a bone of contention between the school board and borough assembly during the budget process, with the school board hoping to keep a healthy balance against anticipated legislative actions and the assembly withholding additional funding for the schools until the district had tapped it. In old business, the board voted unanimously to tighten the attendance expectations of board members. A member can now be booted off the board if he or she misses 3 meetings in a row without permission or 10 meetings during the school term. Board member Michael O'Brien reminded members what prompted the stiffer penalties.
We've had tremendous difficulty scheduling meetings, at least a meeting that has fallen apart due to a lack of quorum.
But one bright ray emerged from Tuesday's board meeting, almost by accident. During the presentation of the district's new data dashboard, which is an online site for reports and surveys, Superintendent Karen Gaborik's eye was drawn to one tally in last year's graduation rates.
I just want to be sure that I'm reading this correctly. I mean, I'm looking at a 12% increase in our Alaska Native education graduation rate. Am I seeing that right?
She was. The overall graduation rates were up, but the Alaska Native high school graduation rate appeared to jump from 54% to 67% in 1 year. School officials plan to review the data before confirming, but board member Sharon McConnell welcomed the news for one of the district's largest performance gaps. In other action, the board voted to enter contract talks with Superintendent Gaborik, whose contract expires next year. The board will receive a progress report on negotiations in October. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
And I'm Dan Bross.